Has anyone ever told you that while job searching, it's best to apply to as many jobs as possible to increase your chances of getting a job? Well, I call BS. And in this episode, I'm sharing why it actually hurts to apply to too many jobs in your job search. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump in. Like I said, today I'm going to be sharing with you why applying to as many jobs as possible is likely killing your job search. It's keeping you from reaching your goal, and I want to walk you through that. Now, when I say your goal, my assumption is always when someone is job searching, really, you likely have two main goals in mind. One, you want to get a new, probably better job with a salary increase, right? I almost always, everybody I've worked with who's job searching, it's I want a better job that comes with a pay bump. And so that's whenever you hear me say reaching your goal, that's the mindset. Like, I want to set the stage for you so you know what goal I'm talking about specifically. Now, when it's time to look for a new role, a lot of people that I know, a lot of women, I'll hear them saying things like, I'm just staying open to whatever roles I can find. I'm just staying as open as possible. I'm just applying to as many jobs as possible. And that is super counterproductive to helping you reach your goals. That is not going to help at all. And so today I want to break down first why you're likely staying open, like what is causing you to stay open, the problems with staying open and applying to as many jobs as possible. What problems does that mean for you in your job search? And then I'm going to share the solution to keep you from staying open so that you can reach your goal of getting a new role with a pay bump. So let's jump in. Why is staying open to as many roles as possible or applying to as many roles as possible bad for your job search? First, let me tell y'all what I like to say. Whenever people tell me they're staying open, like, I'm just open to whatever comes my way. I got skills. I can do whatever. I'm like, girl, you are not a book. What you staying open for? Like, what are you staying open for? You're not a book. That's number one. Okay. But here's usually what happens, what I see happening. One reason why you are likely staying open and applying to as many jobs as possible is that you think it's going to increase your chances of landing a role. You think it's going to increase your chance because you're like, if I apply to, it's almost like you think, excuse me, I'm about to cough. You're thinking of math, right? If you think of probabilities, the more roles I apply to, the more likely I am to get a job, right? Wrong. Job searching math is not logical math, okay? 2 + 2 + 2 + 2 does not equal whatever that is, 8, 12, I don't know how many twos I said. So the more jobs you apply to doesn't mean more roles or more acceptances, it just means more rejections. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that if you think, because that's usually what I hear is, you know, if I stay open to as many roles as possible, I'm going to increase my chances of landing a job. Well, no, what you're increasing is your chances of getting rejected. Okay, that's one. The second reason you are likely staying open to as many roles as possible is that you think that you have to use all your skill sets. So I always think of a lot of the women I work with have been in the field, have been working in their career for 5 or more years. Average is usually about 10 years, but 5 or more. And so when you've worked for that long, over time, you will have developed multiple skill sets, right? You have developed skills in different areas. You're probably doing things that are honestly beyond the scope of your actual job. And so you've had a chance to really build your skill set. And so now when you are looking for a new role, let me just use some examples here. Maybe you have skills in data analysis. You also have skills in marketing. You also have skills in sales, and you have skills in project management because, yeah, we know how these companies play. They hire you for one job, you do 3 other jobs. If that's happening to you, you need to set some boundaries and leave that role, but that's an aside. But my point is you develop a lot of skills. And so when you start job searching, you're thinking, well, I have all these skills. I can do any of these jobs. So why not apply to any of them? or apply to all of them, right? It's, I want to use all the skills I have in my next career. I'm just going to put it all out there because I can do multiple things. Like, you're a Jill of all trades and you're trying to trade all your skill sets to position you. You think that makes you look like you are well-rounded and like you are ready to take on anything that comes your way, right? So you put all your skills out there. You're like, I'm going to apply for any jobs that come out there because I can do any of them. And so that makes you look like you're up for anything. You know how, like, so imagine if you're using a dating profile. That's what was coming to my head. I've never used one. My best friend is using one. Saying that you want to just put everything you can do out there is like going in a dating profile, like what it Bumble, whatever it may be, and saying, I'm just going to put, say I'm open to pretty much anybody, depending on what gender you are, whatever floats your boat. I'm just going to keep myself open to anybody that comes my way because, you know, I could take someone who cooks, but I could also take someone who doesn't cook and someone who cleans and who doesn't clean and who makes money, but who doesn't make money. Like, I can survive in any of those situations with any of those partners. So I'm just going to stay open to any of them. And it's like, okay, yes, you can survive with any of them, but should you? Probably not. And the same thing goes, let me bring it back before we get too far off track, bring it back to career. Yes, you have a lot of skills and you can use all those skills, but should you? No. And when I talk about the problems later on, I'll tell you a bit more why the answer is no. For now, I want you to situate yourself in which of these reasons is why you are staying open to all the roles. So if I say something that resonates with you, let me know for those of you who are here live. The third reason that you're likely applying to as many jobs as possible is honestly because it's easy to do. Like, you can just go on LinkedIn and click the easy apply button. Indeed has an easy apply button now too. Just upload that resume and keep it moving. And so you think, right, this is just easier. The easiest way to job search is to just click, 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 submit my stuff to as many roles as possible and wait to see who I hear back from. And then finally, the last reason why you are likely staying open to as many roles as possible is you are not clear on the kind of job that you want. You are staying open to as many roles as possible because you don't have clarity about the kind of job that you want. Probably because you have all those skills, right? Like, you have all those skills that you've developed. So you're like, I can do literally like any of these five roles. So I'm just going to apply to all of them and see what comes my way. And so those are usually like four reasons why you're likely staying open, I keep doing this air quotes, open to as many roles as possible. Let me know in the chat. Tell me in the chat which of those resonated with you. Which of those are you doing right now? I saw some things popping up earlier. Let me scroll here. It's discouraging and not focused. I'm not a book. Nah, girl, you're not a book. And yes, and we'll talk about that discouragement piece because that is a side effect of staying open to as many roles as possible. So true. Applying to more roles equals more rejections. That's job searching math, y'all. That is job searching math. Someone with no boundaries or standards on the dating profile. Exactly. Don't use that easy apply button on LinkedIn. Let me just tell you right now, don't you use that easy apply button on LinkedIn. It is not the best way to search. So now let's talk about the problem, right? So I've shared why you're likely staying open to as many roles as possible. So why is that problematic? Like, why is that likely killing your job search? Well, here's the first thing I want you to realize. When you go on a job search, when you are looking for a new role, you automatically take on a new role. And that is, you become a marketer. When you are job searching, you become a sales, actually it's two roles. You become a salesperson and a marketer. And the thing that you are marketing or selling is your skill sets, your value add, and your accomplishments so far. When you are job searching, you are marketing yourself and what you bring to the table to the companies that you are applying at, to the companies that you are applying for jobs at. And so if you are a marketer, okay, and you are staying open to as many jobs as possible, how do you know what you're marketing yourself to? Answers, anybody? Like, I think of people who are actually doing marketing. You know, if someone, let's say I have this water bottle, someone wants to market this water bottle to a specific demographic. They know that this water bottle has like time codes on it. And they know that some people who really want to drink water, maybe they like a sleek looking bottle like this one. Also, they want the time frames to keep them drinking water throughout the day. So when they're marketing this bottle, they are speaking to the specific things that their target audience wants. A slick looking bottle that has these timestamps. If you are someone who's like type A, it's like you keep checking off every time you hit you've drank water to that time spot. Point is, they know specifically what they're marketing. And so they put that in the language to market that product to their audience. So if you are marketing yourself to a project management role, but also to a data analysis role, but also to a client management role, a client success management role, which of your career stories are you going to tell? Because yes, you have skills to do any and all three of those, but the story that will hit with the recruiter for each of those roles, the story you will tell about yourself and your career history so far that will hit with any of those three roles is very different for all three of those roles. Right, the accomplishments that you will pull out, the things you've done in your career so far that you will use to say, hey, I'm a fit for this marketing role versus I'm a fit for this client success manager role versus I'm a fit for project management. Those are three very different stories. And so when you stay open to as many roles as possible, it becomes really difficult for you to market yourself specifically while you're networking and on your career brand collateral. So if you don't know what career brand collateral is, that refers to your LinkedIn profile, your resume, and your cover letter. Those three things make up your career brand collateral because they tell a story about your career brand. They tell your unique career story. And we all have many different career stories that we can tell dependent on the goals that we want to achieve. Let me use myself as an example. Right now, my full-time role is as a faculty. I train counselors, but I've also worked as a mental health counselor. I've also worked as a school counselor, and I've worked as a career counselor. And even now, I'm a business owner doing career counseling and coaching. If I was applying for a role, another academic role in faculty, I'm going to be talking more about my ability to mentor students, to teach courses, to do research. That's the story I'm going to tell. But if I wanted to apply for a school counseling role, I'm going to tell a story about my ability to do group interventions, to do system interventions, to interact with different stakeholders like parents and teachers. Those are two very different stories that I need to tell consistently throughout my job search to hit my goal. And so when you stay open to as many roles as possible, it becomes really hard for you to market yourself because now you have to market yourself for as many roles as possible on your career brand collateral. And that becomes really stressful over time. And then now let's stick with that. The second problem with applying to as many jobs as possible and staying open is that it makes updating your career brand collateral really, really difficult. So one of the top questions I ask whenever I do like a job search Q&A in my Instagram stories, I'll ask people to ask me questions so I can answer. One question that almost always repeats is, how do I quickly update my resume and my cover letter for jobs without it being stressful? Right? Like, how can I very quickly update my resume or my cover letter? And I'm like, when you know the exact role that you're applying for and you have clear templates, you should be able to update your resume or cover letter for a role in resume, I would say 15 minutes or less, cover letter 30 minutes or less. Because yes, you have to tailor each of those each time you're submitting an application, but it should not be taking you an hour to update your resume each time you are submitting an application. Do you know why it's taking you an hour? Because the first resume you made was for that marketing role. And so now that you want to apply for the client success manager, you have to go in and take that marketing resume and change it for client success. And then when you're ready to apply for the project management role, you have to take that resume and change it for project management. So you're literally overhauling your career brand collateral each time you need to submit an application. And that is why it's taking you so long and making you stressed and making you feel overwhelmed. But when you are very targeted on what role I'm applying for, like I know this is the role I want, this is what I'm looking for, then it becomes very easy to to tweak. It's just small tweaks to your career brand collateral each time you're going to submit an application, because all you're doing is looking at what you already have and saying, because it's similar roles, okay, are they just, do they use a word differently to talk about this for their company? I'm just going to change the word real quick. But the entire bullet point, the entire sentence still makes sense, still aligns, because it's the roles are parallel. I'm not applying for a whole brand new role. Okay? So when you keep staying up open or applying to as many jobs as possible, it makes updating your career brand collateral really difficult, takes a long time, and that just stresses you out. Then the third problem, and I insinuated this earlier, with staying open or applying to as many jobs as possible, is that it makes it really hard for you to network. And the problem with this is that when you are job searching, conversations lead to conversions. You need to be having conversations with people if you are going to get interviews, if you are going to get job offers. Because here's the thing, that most jobs, so if you think about all the jobs that are available, really what research has shown us is that only about 20 to 30% of available jobs are actually posted online. So if you are job searching and you are only applying online, you are missing out on about 70 to 80% of jobs that are available to you. And so the way to tap into those jobs in what we call the hidden job market is to have conversations with people, is to build your network. But if you don't have clarity, or if you are staying open to as many jobs as possible, just picture this with me. You go to someone and you want to see if they have an opportunity available, and they're like, okay, sure. If I see something that aligns, I can send it your way. What are you looking for? And then you're like, well, I'm looking for, I could either do client management, or I could do success manager, or I would be open to marketing. I also will be open to project management. Any of those four roles would work for me. Girl, the person that probably checked out at the second role you said, because it's like, you came to me for help, but now you want me to do extra work to help you by filtering through different job posts? Girl, anybody got time for that? Like, your job is to make it really easy for people to help you. If you see a project management role in the healthcare industry, that is what I would be interested in. Boom. Now, when they see that role, they think of you right away. They don't have to guess, oh, will this role work? Will she like this role? Is this going to be right? They don't have to play a guessing game. And when you are using leveraging relationships to help you reach your career goals, your job search goals, you need to make it really easy for people to help you. People shouldn't have to do guesswork to figure out if this is the right job for you or not. And when you stay open to as many jobs as possible, that's what you're doing. You're making people have to guess to figure out if this role is right for you or not. Okay? Now, by the way, as I'm going through this, I'm doing a free job search training this week. So if this is resonating and you're like, I've been doing some of these mistakes and I want to fix it, if you go to learn.jobsearchsimplified.com, learn.jobsearchsimplified.com. Somebody who's here live, help your neighbor out and type that in the chat for us. But you can get registered. Okay. I want to say that before I answer this question, I saw a question pop up earlier. Shoe Girl said, do you recommend multiple base resumes and cover letters? You can definitely do those. Do I recommend them? Not always, because what I recommend is that you pick one or two roles that you are applying to. I recommend that you get clarity and focused. And so in that case, if you do have one or two roles you're applying to, you might have one or two resumes and cover letters that are serving as your base that you work from. That's perfectly fine. But if you're trying to pull from three to four, so when I hear multiple, I'm thinking between three and five. If you're trying to pull from three to four resumes, you're doing too much. You're doing too much, honey. And it is just going to overwhelm you. So that's what I would recommend. Okay, great question. And by the way, I don't think I said this when I started, but yeah, if y'all have questions, feel free to drop them in the chat. I'm happy to answer. And so hopefully what you've been hearing, and this is the last problem, as I've been talking, is when you are staying open to as many jobs as possible, what ends up happening then is that it leaves you feeling overwhelmed and discouraged and frustrated in your job search because you're not getting the results you want. Like in your head, because you're applying to everything under the sun, in your head, you think you're doing the thing, right? You're like, but I'm applying to all these jobs. Why am I not getting an interview? because you probably didn't position yourself well for any of those jobs because you were applying to all those different jobs. And so you haven't positioned yourself well. And because you haven't positioned yourself well, people aren't inviting you for interviews. And so then over time, you start to feel discouraged. You start to feel overwhelmed. And then it makes you want to give up on your job search. It makes you want to be like, you know what? At least I have a job. You know what? It's whatever. At least I have a job. It's all good. Right? Like you want to settle because you went into this process staying open. Okay? Because you don't know exactly what you're looking for, you're applying to more unaligned jobs. Like I said earlier, you're getting more rejections. And now those more rejections are even also causing you to feel a bit more discouraged. Right? Because it's like rejection after rejection after rejection, you start to take a hit to your self-confidence, your self-esteem. You start wondering, am I even qualified for these roles? Should I even be applying? Like you start questioning your own self because you're not getting the results that you want. And so it is important, and let's go into the solution. It is important that before you start your job search, you start with clarity. Okay, it is important that you start with clarity. Before you even start job searching, you have to take a step back and get super clear on what are your values, your non-negotiable values? What are your high power skills? And this is where I was talking about earlier, where just because you have a skill doesn't mean you should apply to jobs where you can use all your skills. Pause and ask yourself, of all these skills, which of them do I actually enjoy using in my career, in my work day in, day out? So those are the skills you're going to want to prioritize. And then your zone of genius interest areas, because that helps you understand which industries make the most sense for me. When you get clear about those two things, then you can take a step back further and create what I call your ideal job profile. Okay, your ideal job. And in this free training I mentioned, I'm going to break down the ideal job profile a bit more. But just know that the ideal job profile includes what are the characteristics of the job that you want to apply to? What are the work tasks of that job? What is your ideal company profile? Who is your ideal manager? And what is the ideal team environment that you are on? And when I say ideal team environment, that could mean working alone or working in an actual team. You have to get clear on those five things to build out a profile of the ideal job for you. And that link was learn.jobsearchsimplified.com. Because when you build that ideal job profile, now when you go into the job search, you know, one, exactly what you're looking for. Two, how to eliminate things that don't align with what you're looking for. Three, how to tell people what you are looking for. And so now people can actually help you in your job search because they know what you're looking for. So when they hear it, they think of you immediately. And then they're sending roles to you. Right, like they're saying, like, hey, this looks like it will be a good fit. You should apply. Or they're calling you up. Hey, this company, I heard they're hiring for this role. It sounds like what you told me you were looking for. It might be a good opportunity for you. And then with the eliminating, when you have your ideal job profile, you're not spending hours going down the rabbit hole of a company or even a role, because on your first skim of the job posting, you were able to see very quickly, like, this is not aligned. I'm not applying to this job. And so you could move on. Because what happens is when you stay open to as many jobs as possible, every time you come across a potential job posting, you're going to like read the whole thing and then go look up the company. If you're doing it right anyway, look up the company, read their stuff, look for them in the news. And now you've wasted like 30, 40 minutes on a job that wasn't even aligned for you anyway, because you didn't know from the jump what you were looking for in your job search. So the solution is, instead of staying open to as many roles as possible, get clarity, pick one to two very similar roles and hone in, market yourself for those roles, position yourself as the ideal candidate for those roles, go all in and apply. You become more intentional, more strategic, and yes, you apply to less jobs, but also you get less rejections and more interview invitations because you positioned yourself well. Okay, so that's what you need to do instead of staying open to as many jobs as possible. So let me pause here and see, are there any questions? For those of you who are here live, let me know what's resonating for you in the chat. Let me know if you have questions before we wrap up. I saw some hearts earlier, so I know some things were resonating with y'all. Let me know if you have questions. If you're watching the replay, feel free to drop questions in the comments below and I will respond to them later. looking for a new job stuck as an architect. First of all, I'm sorry. Job loss can be really difficult. And so, yeah, it sounds like you are ready to move on to something else. And so it's important that you stay positive through this process. Yeah, job searching is hard and it can be exhausting. And so you have to keep yourself motivated. You have to keep yourself encouraged throughout this process. Otherwise, you will give up. Like halfway through your job search, you'll just be like, you know what? This ain't even worth it. I'm out. So make sure you stay encouraged throughout this job search. Register for my free job search training. If you haven't yet, if you go to learn.jobsearchsimplify.com, if you're on Instagram, that link is in my bio. If you are watching the replay on YouTube, the link is in the description below. And if you're listening to the podcast, the link is in the show description. But that is something that is going to be a training that will really guide you as you're going on this job search. Definitely check that out.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.